Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David C. Ben Harav Yosef, and for a continued before shleimut for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We left off right at the words Ad Shekofen on the top line of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Good morning, Yisrael Moshe, Gershon Eitan, Svika, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak, Yosef, Reuben from Harrisburg, Chanuch Henuch, Avi, and David Yoshua. We learned in the Mishnah that a Yevama who says, within 30 days of the Yibam, he never had relations with me, and I need a chalitza. I want to go marry somebody else. He claims he did Yibam, but we never had relations. So the Mishnah said, if it's within 30 days, and she says he never had relations, koifin oso lachlots. We force him to do a chalitza. Ask the Gemara. Ajikofen oso lachlots nikfenu liyabim. Why do we force him to do chalitza? Why don't we force him to do yibum? Now, at first glance, it seems to be a very strange question. Take a look at, there's a Tosus here who asks, what do you mean forcing to do yibum? Doesn't the Mishnah say in Bechoros that mitzvahs there's a Mishnah in Bechoros that says mitzvahs yibum is kodamas mitzvahs chalitza. But then the Chachamim backed out and said mitzvahs chalitza is kodamas mitzvahs yibum. So if you look in Tosus, the Ramaskal, Amar Rabbi Ami over here. Lo boy, the second Tosus on the page. Lo boy, l'ukme hach Mishnah k'mishnah achrona. The mitzvah chalitza kodemes. Maybe that's the answer. We force chalitza over yibum because we don't like to do yibum. People didn't do yibum for the right reasons. So, good morning, Mordechai. So, he doesn't want to say like that. Why? Ulekach kofen lachlots da'amas nisen kai. It's talking about the Mishnah. Umas nisen da'ayir b'dina yibum l'fi Mishnah Rishona kaima. Generally speaking, all the Mishnayos and Shas are assuming the Mishnah Rishona, which is mitzvahs Yibum kodemus the mitzvah chalitza, that it's a bigger mitzvah to do yibum than chalitza. So that's the assumption of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why are we force him to do chalitza? Force him to do yibum. Amarav b'shegita yotze mitachas yada. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where there was already a get. Since there was already a get, even though there wasn't any bia yet, once there's a get, you can no longer do yibum. We force him to do chalitza. Ask the Gemara. What do you mean? The Brisa seems to say where there was no get yet, the same story. Mesive, they asked against Rav. Yevama she'amra besok shloshem yom lo nivalti. Yevama says that within 30 days he didn't have relations with me. Bein shehu omer ba'alti, bein shehu omer lo ba'alti. We believe her. Kofen oso she'yach lotzla. La'acha shloshem yom. However, if it was after 30 days, he couldn't have held himself back for 30 days. We don't force him, we just ask him to do it. He omeres nivalti, vuhu omer lo nivalti. If she says, I did have relations, and he says, he didn't have relations, if he wants to get rid of her, hareza yotzi beget. We believe her. If she says nivalti, if he wants to divorce, he says, no, I could just give a chalitza. He says, we didn't have relations. So then we don't believe him, we believe her. And he has to give her a get to permit her. Says the Gemara, because it's Shavya Nafsha Chatech Yisur. Once she says she's Asr, so she needs a get to get out of there. Hu Omer Ba'alti, Vihi Omeres Lo Nivalti, Afal Bisha Chazar Va'omer Lo Ba'alti. At first he says, I did have relations. She says, no. And then he backs out and admits, no, you're right. Really, we didn't have relations. So then, tzricha get v'chalitza. You need a get and chalitza. Now the assumption is if there's a get in this case, tzricha get v'chalitza, that implies that in the first case there was no get. Tzricha get v'chalitza, probably in all these cases there wasn't any get. Because it says tzricha get v'chalitza in the third case. That implies even in the first case, there was no get yet. So how can you tell me that we only force him that the reason we don't force him to do chalitza, the reason we force him to do chalitza and we don't force him to do yibum is because there was a get already, but here you see bavust, there was no get yet. So the Gemara gives two answers to this. Amar Ravami, no, you misunderstood what the words mean. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Really, there was a get already. And when it says tzricha get b'chalitza, it means she needs, in addition to the get that she already has, she also needs a chalitza. That's a little bit strange. It's not what the words say. Tzricha get b'chalitza. What do you mean? Okay, so that's Rav Ami's answer. Tzricha chalitza im gita. No, it means she needs a chalitza with the get that she already has. Says Rav Ashi, come on. That's not what it says. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Really, the Brisa, really the Brisa is talking about that she already got a get. Really, she did already get a get. So what does it mean, Sricha get? She needs another get. Even though she had one get, she needs another get. Why? Rav Ashi Amar, really, it's talking about what she had a get. Hasam, but they're talking about two different getting here. Hasam, get lezikaso. She already had a get to deal with the Zika, but hacha, get lebiaso. She had a get to deal with the Zika already, but he's there, but she needs another get because maybe they had bia. Because right? at first he said ba'alti. So since he said ba'alti, we require a get to deal with the bia. Maybe they had a get for the chalitza, but then they had relations. There's a shilamik. At first he said that we had relations. So you need a get to get out of... They had one get before they had relations, but maybe now they had relations after the get. So he needs to have a get to deal with the relations. So
that get doesn't... It's nullified?
No. Yeah, because it was before the bia. So he gave her a get, which means nothing for a Yivama. There was a Yim situation. The get doesn't do anything. So now he had Bia afterwards, so he needs another get to deal with the Bia. Maybe they're married, because the Bia could be Yibum. So now he needs a get to get out of there for the Yibum.
No, so, I'm confused. I thought the Mishnah and this writer are talking about a situation where the woman is already a Yivama to the
She is.
So why does the Gemara start off by saying, well, let him do Yibum? Am I missing something?
They did. Again, we're talking about a case where after 30 days, They claim that he didn't have relations with
her. Right, so she wants out of it.
Right.
She doesn't want to get. She wants to...
She wants a chalitza. Right.
So what's the Gemara asking and saying, well, let him do Yibum?
Yibum is Baal Karcha. It can be against her will. And that's why are we forcing chalitza here? Nothing happened. He wanted to do Yibum. He said he wanted to do Yibum. So why
was he already done Yibum? That's why she's coming
right.
in.
But we say that they had, but they. She claims she never had relations with him. She claims there was never any relations. He claims he did Yibum. They all said they were doing Yibum, but it never happened. So she's saying, forget it. No. Get me out of here. No.
And
there wasn't relations.
Chalitza or get are really the only options.
Right, correct. Correct.
She doesn't want to get.
Correct, correct. Hanu, now the Gemara tells a story about this, a similar kind of story. Hanu, Shneem, Modim. We have a Maisa with the Yavam who claims that there was never any Bia, and the Yavam claims he did have Bia. Then he backed out again and he admitted that there was no Bia. So the question is how to get her out of this. Amalahu Rava Chalotzula. Yisharula Tigram. Give her a chalitza. Like we said in the Mishnah, Kofanos Alachlos. Amalei Rav Shavu the Rava, Vahatanya, Tzricha Get V'chalitza. But didn't the Brisa say exactly in this case that you need a get and the chalitza? Amalei, Itanya Tanya. You're right. If there's a Brisa, I'm wrong. You need a get to be choshish for that possibility that maybe really he did have bia, because at first he said he had bia. So to get her out of that, you need a get to deal with that situation. Boy mine, now the Gemara wants to know, what about a case of a Yavam who claims that the Yavam did not have relations with her? What's the din with the co-wife? Boy mine, Hon, I guess that was his name. His name was Hon. Boy mine, Hon, Berei the Rav Nachman, Rei the Rav Nachman. Hon, the son of Rav Nachman, asked his father Rav Nachman, a Yavam who has relations with his Yavama, and Bezdin now goes, tells the co-wife, okay, they did Yibum, they got married, they're living together. So he tells the co-wife, you can go marry Lashuk. And then, after a while, the Yivama claims, you know, we've been living together. He never had relations with me. There was never an Yibam. Now, what do you do about the co-wife? You told the co-wife to go get married, but meanwhile, Yibam never really happened yet, and she would have married somebody else. Sarasa mahu, Omar le, v'chim yipnei anu kofinu mevakshin, te'aser tzara. No. We don't believe them to aser the... We don't believe them... Just because, again, he's claiming I had relations. She's claiming we never had relations. So yeah, we force Chalitza, we believe her. But that doesn't mean we believe her legabe, the co-wife. We believe her because she's Shavya Naf Shechaticha Disura. As far as the co-wife is concerned, we believe him that the Yibum did happen. So the co-wife is okay with the other marriage.
What happened in
the
case where they both admit they
didn't
have relations?
If they both admit it, right, that's a good question.
This is Chazaka,
yeah, exactly. Chazaka, Tzviko, there's a Chazaka that had been living together in the same house for 30 days. The Chazaka is they had relations. Even if they both say they didn't, the Chazaka, we believe the Chazaka.
Chazaka
they had right away. Chazaka sha'akoin ba'al miyad. That's the Chazaka. So even if they both claim it didn't happen, I think the Chazaka overrides. Hanoderes Hana. The Mishnah said Hanoderes Hana Mivama. Hanoderes Hana Bivama Michbechaye Bala. Right, so there's a difference between if she makes a neder Bechaye Bala or after the husband dies. Very interesting what the Mishnah said. If she's Noder Hana from him after the husband dies, clearly she's trying to get out of the Yibum and we penalize her. So it's just mevakshin hemena. If right, so because she messed up. If it's after the husband died, so then we're just mevakshin hemena. But if she made a nether while the husband was alive, so then we force. So then we don't assume she just did it to nail the guy. She's legit not allowed to have relations with him. She was mudar hana from him. So then we force him to be cholitz. But if she just intended afterwards to mess him over by just making a neder after the guy died, so then that's not his problem. She made a neder. We don't force him. We ask him to do chalitza, but if he doesn't want to, she's messed over forever. That's her fault. She was mudar hana from the Yivam. You can't do that. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hasim learned in the Mishnah Nedarim. Barishona Hayom Shalosh Nashim Yotos Vinodlos Suba. The rabbis at first said three women who make a neder, they go out and they even get the ksuba. They made a neder, but they get out and get the ksuba. Who is this? Homeris Temea Nilach. An Ashes Kohen who says, I was raped. In between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. So I was raped, or even I was raped beforehand. So you have to divorce me. You have to divorce me. Yeah. Or let's say while they were married. Most simple case. They were married. She says, I was raped. So you can't marry me anymore. You're a Kohen. Homeris Tmei Anilach. She gets her ksuba. Hashamayim beini levenach. A woman who says, the heavens are between me and you. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you're not capable of having marital relations. Now nobody can testify about this because no one knows what goes on in the bedroom. But she says, you never consummated the marriage. So, and you're not capable of having marital relations. You're impotent. So therefore, we believe her. And he has to divorce her and give a get. And give ksuba. That's what we thought originally. Netula ani min ha-Yehudim. And she says, it's very hard for me to have relations. And he wants her to divorce her. It's too painful for me to have relations. So she's asering herself, Hanas Tashmish, from all Jews. Where the Meiri says, no matter the case, where she says, Hanas Tashmish kol Yehudi alai. Or Hanas kol ha-Yehudim alai. She's asking herself to benefit from all Jews. However, if she assers herself, pleasure from herself on all Jews, that's not chal on the husband because she's meshubba to him. And she's not allowed to make a nether against that. So says the Meiri. Now, that was the original halach, right? Barishayna. But then the rabbi saw that people were using this shtick to get out of marriage and collect the ksuba because she had her eyes on somebody else. She was just trying to get out of him. She had her eyes on somebody else so she would make up the story. So the rabbi saw people were not being honest about this. So they said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Chazru lomar, shalote isha nosen esenea ba'acher, umakalkela salbala. The rabbi saw people started saying things like that just to get out of their own marriage because she wanted to go run away with somebody else. So she wanted to collect also. She wanted to have her cake and eat also. She wanted to collect super from the guy so she would make up the story. So therefore, they said, Ella, ha'omeres t'me anilach, tavi raya ledvarea. She has to bring a raya that she was raped. But if she's not, she's not believed to ask her, herself on him without a proof. Just to say she was raped, we don't believe her. Wow. Comes along the Ran. The Ran explains, why is this so? Min adin, a person is believed. She's believed to aser her husband on herself. Adam neman lesser called up alatzmo. Nevertheless, yesh koach bidei chachamim mishum geder usiag lakar davar min haTorah. Wow. This is an example. The Ran says an example of yesh koach biyad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah. Because she's believed, right? Shavi anav shachati elisur. A person is believed on themselves to say, I'm aser to you. But this is a yesh koach biyad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah mishum geder usiag. They saw that people were like just choosing other husbands. They just wanted to get out of their marriages. You know, it's the flavor of the month club. And like, I'm tired of this guy. I want to go to a different guy. The geder gadol gidru kan shelo titin einel ba'ache lafki atzma biad bala. Wow. Oshech chacham efki lo mafreyas kidushea mi bala. Maybe it's lo mafreya. Wow. Okay. The Rashba says slightly differently. The Rashba explains the name of the Rabbi Lez Mimitz, the Uraim. She'ein hazona asura b'kohen. A zona is not usher to a kohen. A kohen's usher to a zona. She's not usher to him, he's usher to her. Whoa. She'ein hazona asura b'kohen, ela sha'kohen usher ba. V'chol she'eino tzarech laham in la, mitam she'eino asher ba'acher, v'hu mutter ba, af hi eino asura bo. Wow. Okay, let's continue. So, Elohom meres tmei anilach tavi raya ledvareh. Hashemayim beini levencha, you're not capable of having relations. Yasu derech bakasha. They should ask the husband to daven for the siyata d'shmaya that he should be able to have relations with her. Rashi explains that We should ask him to have relations with her. Now Rashi held that the taina was, he's claiming I am capable of having relations. She's saying you're not capable of. He's saying no, I'm capable. I just haven't done it. So we ask him, please go ahead and do it. That's what we ask him. But according to Tosis, that it was that he was impotent. So the pshat is, Rabbi Natan says the pshat is they should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be able to. Be able to have children. They should be able to have relations. Netul ani min hayehudim yafer chelko. The Baal should be mefer that part of the nether that was against him. Umisham shasu tein netul min hayehudim. She should be usher on the other Yehudim, but his chelek he should be mefer. So the Gemara now asks a question about this. Ibayluhu netul ani min hayehudim. If a woman says. She says, I'm going to be usher to all the Yehudim. And her husband dies. And now, liyava mau. What's the din? Do we take that neder that she said literally? That she's now usher on the Yavam because she was netulam and a Yehudim? Is the neder chal on the Yavam? Right, she's saying, She made this neder, not only she doesn't like being with her husband, but she wants to show that she really means it on anybody. It's that she, Tashmish is hard for her, it's painful to her. So she's really accepting upon herself on everybody else. So Mimaska died to the Mayas Bala of Naflakami Yavam. Did she really intend that the Yavam should be in this also? Because she was thinking, maybe my husband's going to die. So even on the Yavam? Oh, lo, no, maybe she just meant it against her own husband. But she didn't really mean to take it against everybody else. Machlokas, Rav Amar Yavam Eino Kebal. No, it's not going on the Yavam. She didn't intend to include the Yavam. Shmuel Amar, no, Yavam Eino Kebal. She said on all the Yehudim. So she means on the Yavam as well. So the Yavam would have to be made for the Neder. But Kol Zman, the Yavam is not made for the Neder, then the Neder would be Chal on him as well. She would have to Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Amar Abai Kavasi de Rav Mistavra. Makes more sense. Rav's explanation that no, it's not chal on the oven makes more sense. He's not usher in this because she never would have thought about this. This not Rai from our Mishnah. Hanoderes hanam mivame bechaye bala. What did our Mishnah say? If a woman makes a neder to not get any benefit from her husband, from her yavam, while the husband's still alive, so we don't assume she means after the marriage, when I get married to him, I shouldn't be able to get... No, she just doesn't like the guy. She doesn't like the brother-in-law. Kofano soshiachlos. In such a case, we don't say his intention was just to not have yibum with him. Vim isa demaska adaita. If you tell me that when women make nedarim, they're worrying about the yibum possibility, so then we should be mevakish. We shouldn't force it. So then, mevakshin miboyle. Shouldn't say we force it. Should be mevakish, because she was intending the whole time that he shouldn't be able to do yimder. So it should be his. It should be her problem, not his problem. We should be mevakish. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a good ride. Says Gemara, no. Hachav mayaskina biisha sheyesh lo banim. Tchuli ha'ay lo maske adaiti. Wow. Says the Gemara, no. The Mishnah is talking about a case where she has kids from him. Now, if she has kids from him. And what happens then? The kids died later. So that's why she was Zakuk Liyavim. So in such a case, there's no way she's thinking about any Yibum possibilities. There's no way. She has kids. Tekule Halo Maskeh died. Says, well, what? It can't be. Can't be you're talking about a case in the Mishnah where there's kids. Aval Ein Lo Banim. My Mavakshin. What are you going to tell me? If she doesn't have kids, then Taka, we wouldn't force him to give her a chalitza. We would just ask for a chalitza. But then they should have set that case in the Mishnah. Adatani, im niskavna lakach afilu b'chaya bala, mevakshim shachlatza. When the Mishnah was looking for a case of where, even when they're still married, we force. Why do you have to run to a case of where she wasn't niskaving? Say a better chilek. Liflug v'lisim b'dida. Pamedvar mur b'sheyesh labanim. If you tell me the Mishnah talking about a case where they had kids, so just be mechal between whether she does have kids or doesn't have kids. Aval ein labanim mevakshin el shmami na. Loishta ein labanim, loishta ein labanim, kofanoso ucherav shmami na. It's a good riot of rav. Hadron alach perek beis shamai. And now we're going to begin the 14th perek. Cheresh shenasa pikachas. Okay, here we go. Now, the important thing to know about, so this is quite a Mishnah, right? Quite a Mishnah opening up the 14th parak.
This is the one we learned on Shabbos Day, is that right? Kept coming up as a...
Yeah, we did mention this, correct. Now, here's what we need to know for this Mishnah. A man and a woman that can hear, the Kiddushin is Doraisa, Gittin is Doraisa, and is Doraisa. Cheresh or Chareshes, if either he is a Cheresh or she's a Chareshes, the marriage is only Derabbanan. And they could also do divorce to Rabbanan. But a Shota, so then, even mid-Rabbanan, they cannot get married and can't divorce. We'll see. So there's a difference between a Cheresh and a Shota. That's going to be one of the important things, one of the important halachos in this mission. Shota and Katan, the Chachamim, were not misaking Nisuin mid-Rabbanan. And therefore, their Nisuin is Nus, and they don't need anything. You don't even need a get. If a shoita does marriage, that's a little bit strange. Because usually we see all over Shas, cheresh shoita v'katan, cheresh shoita v'katan. Don't they have the same level? But a cheresh can marry b'remiza and can divorce b'remiza. We can hint to him what to do. We'll see why in the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Now, the other point is we learned, once the marriage is a marriage d'oraisa, if they become a cheresh after the marriage d'oraisa, then they're messed over for life. Because a cheresh, you can't do a divorce d'rabbanon to a marriage d'oraisa. They're married d'oraisa, so then the chacham don't have the ability to make a divorce. Okay. However, by divorce, we only need him to be a ben das. If she's a chareshes, even if she was a pikachas at the time of the marriage, so he can divorce her because get can be done bal karcha. We don't need her das for a get. So if the marriage was midoraisa, they were both could here at the time of the marriage. Then she becomes a chareshes afterwards. So then he can divorce her because get works bal karcha. Oh. Let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to list, I don't know how many cases, a lot of cases. Let's count them up. I think the Mishnah is going to list, I think it's going to be like 10 cases. Let's see. Here's case number one. Cheresh shenasa pikachas. Now we're talking about a cheresh is eino medaber ve'eino shomea. So your mamish doesn't have das. He can't speak and he can't hear. Cheresh Shenasa pikachas upikeach shenasa chareshes imratza lahotzi yotzi vimratza lekayim. If he wants to stay married, yikayim midrabanan kishem shehu kones beremiza kachu botzi beremiza. Just like he can get married midrabanan with hinting, so too he can get divorced with hinting midrabanan. Case number two, pikeach shenasa pikachas. V'nischarsha, when they got married, it was d'oraisa. Then afterwards, she became a chareshes. Imratza yotzi, he can divorce her. Imratza lekayim, he can stay married. Nishtatis, if she became a shoita, lo yotzi, he cannot divorce her. There's no divorce for a shoita.
It's bal karcha.
Even though it's bal karcha, we'll see why in the Gemara. Kedei shelo yinaguba minig hefker. We say stay married to her. Stay married to her. Takana d'rabbanan. Even though you don't need her das. Again, if you went ahead and divorced her, it would work with the evidence. But the rabbi said, take care of her. Take care of her. We're afraid if you go divorce her, they're going to be noig b'minig hefker. Gemara's going to explain. Case three. Nischaresh hu o nishtate. If he becomes a cheresh or a shayte, eino motzio o lamis. Right? If they were married midaraisa, he cannot be motzi her forever. Case four. Well, actually, this is a machloikas. It's not really case four. This is an argument on what we just said. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to argue. Amar Yochanan ben Nuri, mipnei ma ha'isha shenischarsha yotza v'ha'ish shenischarish eino motzi. How come a woman who became deaf can be divorced, but a man who becomes deaf cannot divorce? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? It's a big difference. A woman can be divorced against her will. We don't need a will. What do you mean? So I have to figure out what in the world is the machlokas over here. Isn't it obvious? Should be obvious. Very strange. Why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says what he says. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saying that you need the das of the woman to get divorced.
Moscow says in the next stuff.
Yeah. The maskar of the mar kuf yud gimel, yeah. Is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagree with Chama holds? Just like a cheresh can't get divorced, so too a chareshes cannot get divorced. Right. We'll see why in the Gemara. Case number, what am I up to? Four. Well, actually, this is just a riot of case number. Riot of the previous case.
Three or four.
We're still in three. It's a riot. Heder yechem en gud gudah. Ala chareshes. Sheisiyah aviyah. Okay, well, let's call it case number four. It's a riot. Okay. A deaf girl whose father married her off. That's Kiddushin Doraisa. She's a Ketana. And the father married off a Charesh is Ketana. The father married her off me Doraisa. So it works me Doraisa. Shehi Yotza Beget. Yeah, she can go out with a get, even if she became a Gedola. So her marriage was Doraisa, and the get is Midrabbana. Amrullo. Amrullo, the Chacham said, Yochan Ben Uri. So you see from here, Amrullo, say, Rabbi Yochan Ben Uri, so the Chachamim said, Yochan Ben Uri, Afzu Ke Yotziba. So this is a raya against you. Someone's married Midoraisa, can get divorced, even though she's a Chareshes. Oh, case number five. Two deaf boys married to two deaf sisters. Sisters. Or two not deaf sisters. Oh, case number six. Two deaf sisters. Married to two boys, brothers, who were not deaf. Or two brothers who were deaf. Two brothers. Sisters. Sisters. So they're exempt from chalitza and yibum because they're sisters. Right? It's achos ishto. It's erva. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak, even though erva pushes away eshes ach, yibum pushes away eshes ach, it doesn't push away achos isha. That's the complicated halacha that we always got to remember. So they just go scot-free. They don't need anything. No yibum the chalitza. It's erva. Because it's the same level. Case number seven. I don't know. Vimhayu nachrios. If they weren't sisters, yichnosu, you could do yibum midrabanan. Vimratza lahotzi. And if after they get married, they want a divorce, yotziu, you could divorce her with a get. Shnei achim. I don't know what this is already. Case number eight, let's say. I forgot, lost count already. Shnei achim, two brothers. Echad chayrish, echad pikech. One is deaf and one is not deaf. Nesu neshtachah is pikos. Married to two women who are not deaf. Meis chayrish bala pikachas. If the deaf husband, the husband of the pikachas, who was married midrabanan, he dies, and now his pikeach wife falls in front of Mayasa pikeach bala pikachas. So what does the pikeach bala pikachas do? Teitzei mishamachos isha. She goes scot-free. It's his wife's sister. So there's erva. Midoraisa. It's his wife's sister midoraisa. She doesn't need anything. She just goes out scot-free. She can go marry whoever she wants. What about the other way around? Mace, case number nine. Maybe 10, I don't even know. Mace, maybe there's 20 cases in the Mishnah, I have to count. Mace, pikeach, bala, pikachas. It depends how you count. What about if the pikeach, bala, pikachas dies? So now, the cheresh has the opportunity to do yibam midrabanan. Mayas a cheresh, bala, pikachas. So what does he do? He has a problem now. He has Zika Doraisa, but he's married to Rabbanu. So what does he have to do? Motzi Ishto Beget. He has to divorce his wife, because his wife has now ushered him. Because his wife is now Achos Zikukasim. Because he's only married to Rabbanu, but he's got Zika Midoraisa from his brother. So he's got to divorce his wife. Ve'eshes Achiv Asur La'olam. And his Yuvama is stuck because she's usher, because she has Zika Doraisa, but the brother is a Cheresh who can't do anything to her. She's Zikuka Liyabam, but he can't do Yibam to her because she's his Achos Isha. Because since she was married to the sister, he was married to her sister, so he can't marry because it's Achos Isha. And even after he divorces her, it's now Achos Grushaso. So he can't, so she's stuck. Shnei Achim Pichin, Shnei Achayos, two brothers who can hear are married to two sisters, Achas Chareshes, Vachas Pikachas, Meis Pikach Baal Chareshes, the brother who's married to the deaf girl dies. So now the deaf girl falls in front of the Pikach. Mayas Pikach Baal Pikachas, Teiti Mishamachos Isha, no problem, she goes free. It's his wife's sister. Meis Pikach Baal Pikachas. What about if the other guy dies? The one who can hear dies. Mayasa pikeach balachareshes. This is no problem whatsoever. Meis pikeach balpikachas. No, I'm sorry. Meis pikeach mayasa balachareshes. No, he's married to Rabbanan, but he's got zika doraisa. Motzi sisho begeti. He has divorced his wife. Has eishes achiv b'chalitza. And since they're both pikhim, he gives her a chalitza. Because they both can hear. Shnei ach and echad chayr shvechad pikech. Two brothers, case 12 or 13. Two brothers, one's chayr, nesun shtechas, achas chayresh, achas pikachas. Meis chayresh pal chayreshes, if the deaf husband married to the deaf wife dies, ma yas pikech pal chayreshes, no problem. Tezim Shemachos Isha. It's his wife's sister. She goes off with nothing. Meis Pikach Baal Pikachas. What about if the husband that can hear dies? Mayas Acheresh Baal Chareshes. He's got a problem. Motzi Sishto Beget. He has to divorce his wife. Ve'esha Sachem Asur Lo'olam. And his brother's wife is Usur forever because it's Achos Grushaso. Shnei Ach in case number 14. Two wives who are not sisters. One's married to non-sister. Pikchos. They can both hear. Meis cheresh baal pikachas. If the cheresh, the husband of the pikachas, dies, mayasa pikach baal pikachas, what is the pikach baal? Ochol tzom yabim, no problem. She's pikachas and he's a pikach. You can do chalitz or yibim. Meis, case number 15. Meis pikeach baal pikachas. If the pikeach baal pikachas dies, mayase cheresh baal pikachas. What can the cheresh do? Kones midrabanan. So he's a cheresh. So he can marry her midrabanan. Ve'eno motzi la'olam. But he can never divorce her. Because a cheresh. Yes. Yeah. There's no erva. He can't do chalitza because he's deaf. So he's got to do yibam, and he can never divorce her because the yibam is a yibam doraisa, even though he's a charesh cheresh. The yibam is a yibam doraisa. Yeah, because even though he's a cheresh, and the get would only be a get to rabbanon. Because the Zika is a Zika Doraisa. Zika can allow a Yavam Cheresh to do Yibam Mi Doraisa. Because the Zika is Doraisa. Even though he has no Das. But the get would be a get to Rabbanon. So he can never get rid of her. Wow. We'll see that in the Gemara. Shnei Achim Pikhan Nisun. Case number 16, 17. I don't know. Shnei Achim Pikhan Nisun Shnei Nachrios. Two brothers who can hear married to two non-sisters. Achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. Meis pikach baal chareshes. Mayase pikach baal pikachas. Kones, he marries the deaf girl. You do even to her. Vimratza lahotze yotze, he can divorce her. Meis pikach, but he can't do chalitza because she can't do chalitza. Meis pikach baal pikachas. If the pikach that mayase pikach baal chareshes. Oh, chole, it's omiyabim. They're both pikachim, no problem. Shnei achin echad cheresh v'echad pikach. Two brothers. One is deaf and one is a pikach. Nisun l'shtei nachrios, they're not sisters. Achas charesh baal pikachas. Meis charesh baal chareshes. Mayas et pikeach baal pikachas. Kones, v'matzal hotzi yotzi can divorce her, but they can't do chalitza, she's deaf. Meis pikeach baal pikachas. Mayas et charesh baal chareshes. Kones, he can't do chalitza because he's deaf. Ve'eno motzi l'olam. He can't divorce her ever. Says the Gemara, a little bit of Gemara. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Maishna Cheresh Vachareshes, Tetakim Lerabbanan Nisuin, U Maishna De Shoyta v'shoyteh v'shoyta d'loy tekinu lo rabbana nisuin d'sanya shoyteh v'katan shenasu nashim u'meisu nishoseyem shoyteh v'katan shenasu nashim u'meisu nishoseyem p'tuas melachas v'nib. They're not married at all, zero, even rabbana. And for the Gemara, cheresh v'chareshes t'kaima takanta the rabbana, it's shayach for them to stay married. They like each other, tekinu lo rabbana nisuin shoyteh v'shoyta. The low kaima takanta the rabbanon. It's very nice for the rabbis to make a takana, but it's not going to work. A shot is not going to work. The ein adam darim nachash bekfifa achas. A person cannot live together with a snake. Loy takina rabbanon nisuin. Even remiz is not going to help a shot. A person who is completely mentally incapable. So it's not going to work. However, b'di'eved, if they did get married, the chacham say you can't divorce her because she can't be shown. Look at top toises. Not the top toes, bottom toes. They don't darn nachash gigachs miu. Hechashenisus lo kvar. Tiraman sheinim iskareshes. Kevashin yodas lishmor atzma kiddel kaman. Once you went ahead and married a shota, you got to stay married to her. One more line. Umayishna katan delo tekin rabbanan nisuin. Even though the katan can stay married, the cheresh tekin rabbanan nisuin. Answer the Gemara. He's never going to be without a regular tekin rabban nisuin, but katan to asil chal nisuin, he's going to have it later. Lo tekin rabban nisuin. I varik tana dasil chal nisuin. She's going to be able to tekin rabban nisuin for the mom and brother to marry. Hasam shal yino gaman minik hefker. By katana, we're afraid people are going to be mezalza with her. We're not going to afraid people will be mezalza with a young boy, but a young girl, people are going to be mezalza with her. Umayshna katana dimemano, umayshna chares lo memano. Answers the Gemara, why can a katana do miyun, but a chareshes can't do miyun? The imkain, no one, mimini v'lo naspila. We're afraid, if you let her do miyun, people are not going to want to get married to her, that she can just get out of it. Not going to want to marry her. But a katana, since it could end up coming into a gedola, so we're not afraid that people are not going to go into the marriage. Everyone should have a great day.